Christopher Arnes is here.
Good morning, Steve.
Christopher is managing editor for digital news at the Sacramento Business Journal. Fridays are when we talk about business stories. Now let's start with the big changes in downtown parking rules. The Sacramento City Council voted to extend some downtown parking meter hours from 6 to 10 p.m. In other words, you won't be able to park for free after 6 p.m. anymore. The council also added some new fees. The city said this is all a way to get people to park in city-owned parking garages instead of just cruising around in circles looking for empty street parking spots and causing traffic jams. But what do downtown businesses say?
Business owners really are wary about these changes, especially if it's going to make it more difficult to get to their businesses or if it's going to make it more expensive for customers to come downtown. Some of them even say that this is a revenue grab to help pay off the new arena, although city officials really strongly deny that. Restaurant owners seem to be especially worried. The local advocacy group called Region Restauranters said they felt like they were left out of the decision-making process. On the other hand, the Downtown Partnership and the Midtown Business Association, they support the changes.
And explain why the council only extended meter times in some areas. They didn't do it for all of downtown and Midtown.
This is kind of like the first phase. For right now, the new meter times and fees will only apply west of 16th Street. They had wanted to extend these meters in R Street, along the R Street corridor, and blocks in Midtown between 16th and 19th Streets. Council members say they will consider those changes there, maybe in about 4 months. But at the meeting, it really sounded like they were concerned about what these restaurant owners were saying, along with art gallery owners and other retail businesses, especially in R Street and in Midtown.
A local celebrity is linking up with the co-owner of the Sacramento Kings to open a new gym in Rockland, but this isn't your run-of-the-mill gym.
Right. This gym will be operated by Uriah Faber, a mixed martial artist and entrepreneur from Lincoln. Faber fights in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which also has a chain of 135 gyms around the world. So Faber's new gym will be a UFC franchise location, and one of his partners is Mark Mastroff, a co-owner of the Kings and, more importantly for this venture, a founder of 24 Hour Fitness. Faber's more than just a cage fighter. He's a UC Davis grad who dabbles in real estate and construction. He's invested in a dental surgery center, and he's also an investor in the Kings and Sacramento Republic FC soccer team.
Something that may have flown under the radar a bit is that Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson recently appointed an interim chief innovation officer. His name is Abhi Namani. He's the former chief data officer for Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti and a tech entrepreneur. Why is this a big deal?
Namani is going to head up the mayor's new Office of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. His job will basically be to brainstorm ways to jumpstart the city's tech sector, and he's definitely got the money for it. Namani has an $8.2 million city innovation fund for things like helping local tech firms bring their products to market. He's also going to be talking to these tech entrepreneurs to get their ideas and make them feel like they're part of the process. You know, this is part of Mayor Johnson's push to spark more startups and to really build up the city's tech sector.
Hey, what's this about a chain of eyelash stores opening in several Sacramento area spots?
The chain is called Amazing Lash Studio, and they sell and apply eyelash extensions. And this is actually a thing right now because these aren't just any fake eyelashes. They're actually very expensive and have to be reapplied every couple of weeks. These kinds of stores are also a reflection of the changes in the retail industry. You know, as online shopping really changes the way that traditional brick and mortar retailers operate, service-oriented business like this eyelash extension company are filling more vacancies in local centers, especially in upscale locations like Loman's Plaza and the Palladio at Broadstone.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arnes with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.